חברים יקרים, אנחנו עשיריית פיטי תשע.
Hello, dear friends. We are the 10th PT 9 and PT 10, joined together with gladness to prepare the lesson. The topic is joy in the work and above reason. And let's move on to PT 10.
Hello, dear friends. We just sang and heard this song for my brothers and friends. These words penetrate into the heart because the friends sang it from the bottom of their heart. As we heard this song, I recalled the words of the Kabbalists that say that things that come out of the heart enter the heart. This is what the Creator wants from us, connecting the hearts, because that's the way to go to faith above reason. This is where Rav is leading us now, because rising to this degree by the human intellect, that's impossible. It's impossible to understand what faith above reason is, because its vessel is the will to receive. We have to rise above the desire, and for that we need a heart that feels the love to the friends, a heart that connects to the hearts of the friends, and out of that feels the love of the Creator, infinite love for each and every one, going into the heart and awakening such joy that it's impossible to feel it if it's not by the connection of the friends. That's what's awaiting for us in the lesson now. We're on the verge. The Creator is waiting for us. Let's enter His palace together and let no one stay behind.
Kotev Rabash.
Rabash writes, he must believe above reason and depict to himself that he has already been rewarded with faith in the Creator that is felt in his organs. And he sees and feels that the Creator leads the whole world as the good who does good. Although when he looks within reason, he sees the opposite. He should still work above reason, and it should appear to him as though he can already feel in his organs that so it really is, that the Creator leads the world as the good who does good. Here he acquires the importance of the goal, and from here he derives life, meaning joy, at being near to the Creator. Then a person can say that the Creator is good and does good, and feel that he has the strength to tell the Creator, "You have chosen us from among all nations. You have loved us and wanted us," since he has a reason to thank the Creator. And to the extent that he feels the importance of spirituality, so he establishes the praise of the Creator.
A very, very strong excerpt by Rabash. We're going to have a workshop about this excerpt. I'm going to read the first sentence again. He must believe above reason and depict to himself that he has already been rewarded with the faith in the Creator that is felt in his organs. And he sees and feels that the Creator leads the entire world as the good who does good. We're going to have a workshop about this sentence. The question is, depict for the friends in the tent this feeling in the clearest way possible. Again, depict for the friends in your tent this feeling in the clearest way possible. Workshop.
So, zachinu po letzayer et ha-metziut haba'a.
Yeah, well, here we've been rewarded with depicting the next reality, the quality of bestowal that is in us. So we all came with a lot of excitement and joy to choose an environment that has the reforming light. And we cleared this moment in our lives because this is what's important for us. We go into the prayer from the bottom of the heart that the Creator will be among us, and He is actually, we're just not shown, so we don't take it into our ego until we keep working and ask this for the friends above reason.
Yeah, we can completely feel it here. It's been a while since we started feeling this. Just to be gentle, subtle, not to harm this force of love that's flowing between us, not to forget about it, just to enhance it more and more, to embrace it, to warm it up, to make sure that everyone feels it, and to make sure that it's really starting to boil and to go beyond our vessel, only this way, all the time.
Yeah, this depiction of all the organs, of all the friends, all the parts, that they are really mine. The whole world kli, here in the tent and in all the tents. This is the depiction we pray to raise up together so that all the people in the world will feel our role.
If we come out of ourselves just a little bit, look at the privilege we have to be in this lesson now, have a ten, to have all the means. It is truly the revelation of the Creator for each and every one. Our whole life was just for this moment. Everything is ready, and each of us has taken upon himself the faith several times, and the cup is full. All that's waiting is for us to connect.
To feel that we have love of friends between us and into the love of friends, everything will happen.
Yes, everything's here, everything exists. It's all here. The Creator is waiting for us to attach, to incorporate together and to take part, to be a part of that conduit, as there is only one.
To really feel each other above our nature, at the center of the tent, and draw the upper force into our common prayer. So that all the created beings will have light, and we will bring contentment to the upper force.
I was really impressed by this state the friends are in, where each one is asking for everyone else, each one is praying for his friend, caring for, attaching the friends to the quality of bestowal, that the quality of bestowal is now ruling the ten, our mutual concern of ours about the center of the group, about this point of connection. We're happy about having an opportunity to a certain extent to return the right attitude to the host.